You have your Bibles, let's turn in them to Proverbs chapter 19. In Proverbs chapter 19, we are looking at the whole chapter, and as we have, we'll see a few themes in this chapter that we'll speak about and read the verses again. Proverbs 19, we'll begin in verse 1. These are God's words. Better is the poor that walketh in his integrity than he that is perverse in his lips and is a fool. Also that the soul be without knowledge, it is not good. And he that hasteth with his feet sinneth. The foolishness of man perverteth his way, and his heart fretteth against the Lord. Wealth maketh many friends, but the poor is separated from his neighbor. A false witness shall not be unpunished, and he that speaketh lies shall not escape. Many will entreat the favor of the prince, and every man is a friend to him that giveth gifts. All the brethren of the poor do hate him. How much more do his friends go far from him? He pursueth them with words, yet they are wanting to him. He that getteth wisdom loveth his own soul. He that keepeth understanding shall find good. A false witness shall not be unpunished, and he that speaketh lies shall perish. Delight is not seemly for a fool, much less for a servant to have rule over princes. The discretion of a man deferreth his anger, and it is his glory to pass over a transgression. The king's wrath is as the roaring of a lion, but his favor is as dew upon the grass. A foolish son is the calamity of his father, and the contentions of a wife are a continual dropping. House or riches, and riches are the inheritance of fathers, and a prudent wife is from the Lord. Slothfulness casteth into a deep sleep, and an idle soul shall suffer hunger. He that keepeth the commandment keepeth his own soul, but he that despiseth his ways shall die. He that hath pity upon the poor lendeth unto the Lord, and that which he hath given will he pay him again. Chasten thy son while there is hope, and let not thy soul spare for his crying. A man of great wrath shall suffer punishment, for if thou deliver him, yet thou must do it again. Hear counsel, and receive instruction, that thou mayest be wise in thy latter end. There are many devices in a man's heart, nevertheless the counsel of the Lord, that shall stand. The desire of a man is his kindness, and a poor man is better than a liar. The fear of the Lord tendeth to life, and he that hath it shall abide satisfied. He shall not be visited with evil. A slothful man hideth his hand in his bosom, and will not so much as bring it to his mouth again. Smite a scorner, and the simple will beware. And reprove one that hath understanding, and he will understand knowledge. He that wasteth his father and chaseth away his mother is a son that causeth shame and bringeth reproach. Cease, my son, to hear the instruction that causeth to err from the words of knowledge. An ungodly witness scorneth judgment, and the mouth of the wicked devoureth iniquity. Judgments are prepared for scorners, and stripes for the back of fools. Those are God's words. Again, a few themes. So the first, a false witness is condemned in this chapter, in verse 5. A false witness shall not be unpunished, and he that speaketh lies shall not escape. In verse 9, a false witness shall not be unpunished, and he that speaketh lies shall perish. And then there is a somewhat of a theme of submission and obedience in the family. You see it in verse 13. A foolish son is the calamity of his father, and the contentions of a wife are a continual dropping. House and riches are the inheritance of fathers, and a prudent wife is from the Lord. And then down in verse 26, he that wasteth his father and chaseth away his mother is a son that causeth shame and bringeth reproach. Cease, my son, to hear the instruction that causeth to err from the words of knowledge. And then finally, hearing and obeying the voice of the Lord. Verse 16. He that keepeth the commandment keepeth his own soul, but he that despiseth his ways shall die. In verse 21, there are many devices in a man's heart, nevertheless the counsel of the Lord, that shall stand. And verse 23, the fear of the Lord tendeth to life, and he that hath it shall abide satisfied. He shall not be visited with evil. Now friends, this is wisdom. We found in this book of Proverbs, and wisdom we know is found in Jesus Christ. You are to hear Him, and the promise in this chapter, as well as the ones that come before and after. If you hear Him, you will live. Let's pray. Our Father, we're thankful once again for the great privilege we have to read Your Word and hear it expounded. We're thankful for the preaching of the Word. We're thankful that You teach us wisdom, that wisdom is found, we acknowledge, in alone in Jesus Christ, who is manifested to us on the earth, but also in the Word and in our hearts by Your Spirit. We're thankful for the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Christ, who is our guide and counselor, and who teaches us wisdom, that skill in living. We pray that we would have that skill in living, that our knowledge and understanding of the Scriptures, our faith in the Scriptures and in You, it would not cease in our minds and cease in our hearts. That is, that it would not just sit there idle and slothful, but that it would pour forth in action and pure wisdom. That wisdom that Solomon longed for, which we long for. The wisdom that alone comes from You, for You are the God who is infinite, eternal, and unchangeable in Your wisdom. And so, Father, teach us Your ways to walk in them. Turn us from our false ways, our foolish ways, the ways of lies, and the ways that even we deceive ourselves. And that we would rather walk in the paths of righteousness after Christ Your Son, who is our righteousness. Father, we plead that You would help us. Father, we have, even this week, we have broken Your commandments, and yet we know that that's foolishness. We have not walked in Your paths. We have not walked after the commandments of You. We have not loved our neighbor as ourself, but even more importantly, we have not loved You as we ought to, with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. But we have failed. And You, through Your Word, even reading this passage, convict us of our sin, our pride, our rebellions against You, our idolatries. Father, we have often idolized ourselves, oneself, over and above worshiping the true and living God, You, in which there is no lies, no falsity, no foolishness, but only wisdom and perfection and glory. And Father, forgive us of our sins. Humble us before Your throne. We pray that You would take the pride of our hearts and You would destroy it, put it to death by Your Spirit and by Your grace. Rather, we would be humble servants of You and Christ Your Son, seeking to live holy and righteous lies for your glory. For that is why we are here. It is our chief end. And from it, Father, we pray that you would bring forth from our hearts rejoicing and gladness and comfort. Father, we're thankful that you are a God who forgives sinners. You are the God who forgives. There is no other God like you who forgives those who disobey you. And so we're thankful, eternally thankful, for the grace that you pour out to us in forgiveness and granting us repentance unto life. And so, Father, again we pray that you would work righteousness in us, to clothe us with the righteousness of Christ your Son. Father, today we are thankful for this congregation. Thankful that you brought us together to worship you. Thankful that you have called sinners to repentance, granted faith and repentance, and called sinners to yourself from darkness into the marvelous grace and light that is found in Christ your Son. And so, Father, thank you for the gospel. Thank you for the death and the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, his perfect righteousness, both active and passive. And Father, make us to be a grateful people, a thankful people, and a sacrificial people who sacrifice our time, everything you've provided us, our lives for the sake of the kingdom and the gospel going forward. We pray that you would turn hearts to you, that you would grant us words to speak as we go forth from here, that we would speak your word and call sinners to repentance. Those in our family, our neighbors, and all we come in contact with, that we would seek to make disciples and disciple teaching people your word and your commandments, that we would see that they would be baptized and that your name would be given all praise. And Father, we pray for this congregation that you would turn us, cleanse us of our sin, grow us in sanctification and in number for your glory alone. We're thankful that you've returned unto us Kendall and Carla, Larry and Patricia. We pray that you would bless our congregation, having their presence with us again. And when one of us or family leaves, vacation, whatever it might be, Father, we pray that we would see the and feel the what we're missing. We are one body. We're thankful for each one, knowing that each one of us are important and a blessing to one another. And so, Father, we pray that you would keep us together, that you would make us united in Christ. At least we pray that you would, that your will would be done on earth as it is in heaven. And so, Father, grow your number, the number of your people and throughout the world in your kingdom. Even today, as the churches throughout the world meet, and your name is praised, and the gospel is proclaimed. And all these things, we plead for your mercy upon the many sinners and the worldly people, that you would grant, according to your decrees and your election, grant salvation to many, and so effectually call many today. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.